The first public meeting is set for Thursday on Waukesha's new request to purchase Lake Michigan water. Waukesha's underground source of water is dwindling and increasingly concentrated with cancer-causing radium. Planners feel the best option is to purchase lake water from Oak Creek's utility and then return it via the Root River. In order to pump Lake Michigan water outside its basin, which this plan would do, communities are supposed to meet the standards the Great Lakes Compact sets. It's an agreement among all the states bordering the lakes. We speak with an environmental law expert who believes the compact may contain holes in its protective armor. Nick Schreck started following the Great Lakes Compact as a student at Wayne State University.
Even before the compact was ratified, 2006, 2007, I was finishing up law school, and then I was with the Great Lakes Commission as a fellow when the compact was passed through some of the state legislatures, and I was helping write briefing papers on it.
Today, Schreck teaches environmental law at Wayne State. From his perch near Lake Erie, he's been tracking the debate over Waukesha's interest in using Lake Michigan water. Schreck praises the compact as a galvanizing force to protect 21% of the world's fresh water, yet he perceives shortcomings.
I don't know if I would characterize it as holes, but I mean, basically,
in order to build consensus among eight very different states, Schreck says drafters kept the compact's language broad and left quite a bit of authority in states' hands.
States like Wisconsin or Indiana have different concerns about Great Lakes than Michigan or New York, right? So there was a need to kind of keep it somewhat broad and to allow the states to kind of fill in some of the blanks.
One of the few demands the compact made of them.
To pass their own state laws to implement it. So using the state of Michigan, for an example, passed a series of laws called the Michigan Water Withdrawal Act. And that law basically said, if you're going to pump 100,000 gallons of water out of the ground, you're going to have to get a permit. And that type of regulation was called for in the compact.
The compact also created a governing body, the Great Lakes St. Lawrence River Basin Water Resources Council. It's composed of all eight governors and an alternate for each.
Typically, the governors appoint folks that are the head of their water resource division or their DNR.
The council can create rules to carry out its mission of protecting the Great Lakes, but so far, Schreck says, it has written none.
They've passed some guidance language within the council, but they don't really have point by point, okay, here's how we're going to evaluate a diversion proposal.
Nor is public comment built into the council's decision-making process. So all Schreck and other interested parties can do is to listen in to the council's conference call meetings.
You can't really ask questions over the conference calls. There's been some, you know, kind of rumblings about the openness and the access to the council from the public. Again, if they had some kind of formal rules and procedures in place for public engagement, public notice and comment, I think that would help alleviate some of those concerns.
Schreck believes the sum of the compact's missing pieces could prove debilitating.
What happens if the compact council decide to deny Waukesha's request? And then Waukesha says, okay, well, we're going to go to federal court and we're going to sue you over this denial.
Schreck says without policies on the books, the council could lack legal footing.
Why wouldn't the council have set up the structure to be prepared for this first application?
I mean, I think the first question is, you know, does the compact council have the resources that they need to actually kind of effectively evaluate these proposals? And that comes down to funding.
The Great Lakes states fund the council.
I mean, when you talk to people across the region about the compact, overwhelming support. People say it's a good thing. We want to protect our water. But when it comes to actually funding the work and funding this compact council,
Schreck searches for the words. He eventually comes up with, we're failing. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM. Waukesha's series of meetings on its water request begin Thursday at Carroll College from 6 to 8 p.m. The DNR is accepting comment on the updated application until December 2nd. Originally, Waukesha wanted to buy from Milwaukee's water utility, but did not meet Milwaukee's demands.